This is a podcast from creativeradio.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
When I met her ladyship, she was just 4 foot tall and had the aroma of rotting flesh and electrical burning. But her eyes were still burning bright blue. I thought she'd be smaller, but it was still an honour to meet Lady Penelope. Her faithful butler, Parker, was looking very much the worse for wear, with his mouth half open and a drunken scowl. We were told that the mechanism that made his mouth move was leather, and the leather had rotted. Poor old Parker. As a child, I was in awe of Thunderbirds. Most children's programmes in the late 60s were a shoddy affair that even in black and white and just 405 lines, you could tell had a budget set at about 1 and sixpence. Thunderbirds was different. It was all bright and shiny, and to my delight, when we finally got a colour TV in 1973, it was made in colour. It has a warm, cosy Saturday afternoon place in my heart, almost ruined when I watched the live-action film version. I have to agree with Thunderbird's creator, the late Gerry Anderson, that it was the biggest load of crap ever made. So will the new rebooted TV show be better? I have high hopes. Last week, I met the Thunderbirds Ago animation voice and casting director Dave Peacock, a truly gifted, funny and passionate man. When he started working on the new series, he had no idea of the provenance of the show. A show that still has an active fan base that could give the Doctor Who lot a run for their money. When Dave was questioned about Thunderbirds Ago, he let out a massive sigh and told us that he was so relieved when he saw the first finished episode and realised that he'd made some good, if not great, stuff. So tune in for some great stuff this Saturday at 5 p.m. on ITV in the United Kingdom, because
Thunderbirds are go!
This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.